This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
5-point night for Showtime. Ken Cal on the call. Wings refreshing and oh so needed. Finally winning a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
As John said to me today with a smirk, only 2 points back of a playoff spot.
Uh-huh. They're right there.
Couple
on the precipice of greatness.
There are 5 teams in that log jam.
We're only concerned with one.
I know. And 17 games to go, all against teams with as many or more points as the Red Wings. So buckle up, long way to go. Ticket text. Wrapping up the conversation about the Lions, edge or guard, what's the bigger need? Texter says this wouldn't be a problem if we didn't draft the law firm of Martin and Manu.
So
you'd like one of those guys to ideally be able to play.
Yeah, Broderick Martin's got a year on Giovanni Manu. And I still like the gamble of Manu. I don't know that I would have. Again, we don't know what went on behind closed doors. We don't know if there was somebody else going to draft him. But I do like the thought of the development of a tremendous athlete with that size, that power, that speed, trying to get him to play as an offensive lineman in the NFL.
I know TJ Lang had brought him up last night on Twitter. Texter also wanted to know, is it Manu's time? Maybe he gets more of a look here. Texter says, all young people think we need is an edge. Leave it alone, Costco. You know nothing about football.
Oh,
Costa?
You are Costco. All right.
I'll take it as a compliment. Costco's great.
Yeah, $1.50 dog.
There you go.
Greatest chocolate chip cookies, too. Always warm.
You can smell them when you get in the parking lot.
And then
This battle of wills to whether you're going to eat your daily calories in a cookie.
Yeah.
But they are great.
Teddy loves them.
Oh, man.
He gets the edge. I get the inside.
Speaking of edge, he says all young people want a pass rusher.
He doesn't know any different right now. He doesn't know what he's missing out.
No, yeah,
he's totally tricking your kid there.
100%.
The best part is the middle.
Who's
of the
buying
cookie.
It?
Well, there you go.
True.
John, do you agree with the other point of his text that all young people want a pass rusher?
I think a lot of people, young and old, want a pass rusher. I do too. I want to water the garden that is the offensive line.
Typical.
It is, but you mentioned tonight.
Yes.
A very big night in the Jansen house at 8:30. I will be locked onto my TV because streaming from West Lafayette. No, it is not the Purdue Boilermakers. They will be playing at about the same time against USC. We can discuss that later because the Jansen Bowl may actually come up tomorrow. But whenever I talk basketball, people think I'm talking about Ruby. Ruby's the basketball player.
Yeah.
No. I have a student down at West Lafayette at Purdue, and Lucy is in the championship game of the intramural sorority basketball competition, and she is in the finals. They're playing in Mackey Arena. She said this was a possibility about 3 weeks ago, and we both kind of laughed about it. Lucy's not a basketball player at all. And it, I always laugh when we play in the driveway. Like her version of defense is just kind of jumping around, waving her arms. Her version of offense is, can I please get the ball out of my hand as quickly as possible? And but yet her sorority, Sigma Kappa, or no, Kappa Sigma. What did I tell you?
Get
Kappa
it right.
Sigma, yeah. Chaos. Kappa Sigma is playing in the championship game, and they're playing in Mackey Arena. She thought it would be cool. She's like, I don't think it'll really happen. We're not very good. Well, you underestimated yourself, Lucy, because you're playing in the championship game for a trophy. And they're playing in Mackey. That's the point of this story, is that they're playing in Mackey Arena. And I want to ask everybody else, what is the one venue, whether it was as a little kid or in high school, even in college, like if you're playing an IM, whatever it is, you're playing pickup and you had a chance to play in a venue that was just unique. It was awesome. Where is that venue? What was the situation and how did it turn out?
248-539-9797.
Because I don't know. And I asked Lucy, I'm like, initially I said, hey, are they streaming this game? And she said, no. And then about a half hour later, she texts me back. She said, Dad, there's a YouTube stream of this game. I said, get your popcorn ready.
You're going to watch.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to watch.
How many minutes does she play? Like, are they winning because she just kind of rides the bench? Or?
Oh, yeah. And so early on when it was, you know, it was just kind of a fun little activity, she was playing a lot because they'd have five or six kids show up to a game. They played Monday night. She had a chem exam at 8 o'clock. Game started at 9. She got there mid-second quarter, and she played sparingly.
Okay.
Tonight, she'll probably play sparingly. But I do get a chance to say, I'll be that dad that's going to say, there's Lucy. There she is. And I can't wait. I'll be waiting all day. I can't wait for this.
This is the matchup tonight in sports. Who are they competing against?
I have no idea.
All the other,
No, this is like the championship, I imagine.
So there's another sorority that she's playing against.
It's her sorority against another.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. For bragging rights.
Do we have tail of the tape? Do we know what do they do?
Do they have like fraternity cheerleaders?
Yeah, so this is like me asking Heather about a news story. I don't know. I don't know who else is on her team. I don't know. I think the cheerleaders will be those that aren't in the game at the time.
Okay.
Cheering their teammate on, as teammates should do.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get the scouting report after you watch this.
I have attempted, but I don't know who the other sorority is.
Okay.
And I have no way of knowing or
until you
providing.
See it.
Yes. Yes. And Lucy will not have her cell phone, so I won't be able to tell her, hey, watch the pick. This is what they're doing all the time.
Coaching from the couch.
Yes. Uh-huh. Hey, defense, watch behind you.
What do they get if they win?
A trophy.
Ooh.
Yes, a trophy and pictures, I believe. In their rec building, they get the team championship photo that goes up in perpetuity, forever. So yes,
we got a bunch of phone calls 248-539-9797. We'll collect the best ticket texts as well. Let's get to D in Wyandotte. D, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so I'm from Ohio. Yep.
Sorry.
Ohio. Born and raised in Cincinnati. Ran in the state championship in 1994. Took third place in the 400, but that was at the Shoe. Still to this day, that was everything to me.
I'm sure. So. I'm sure. Growing up, you probably, was that where they have the state championship every year?
Exactly, yep. Mm-hmm. Right in Ohio State Stadium. Beautiful, beautiful track, beautiful venue. But I know where I live, so I'm used to the hate. But
okay.
Man, the Shoe, 1994.
Hey, the cool factor is there. So, what's the result? How'd you do?
I took third. Took third place.
You medaled
in the 400.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Podium.
Oh yeah. The podium. Still got the picture. Smaller version of me, but yeah, still got the picture.
D, thanks. That's
a great
awesome.
Story.
Yeah.
Thanks, D.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Let's get to,
did you ahead. Ever get a chance to play in a
So no, I didn't
coming from the mean streets of Livonia.
Oh, yeah. So at Livonia Churchill, we always dreamed of a chance to play at Ford Field for a state championship. We did not.
That's right. You're young enough to have played in Ford Field.
Yeah. So would you have played?
No, it would have been. I don't even
Silverdome.
Yeah, I think they played in the Silverdome for the state championship. We never made it.
No, one of our Livonia Churchill. We played Plymouth. They were in our division at the time. We played them tough. They beat us. They ended up in the championship game that year. So you know, it's you think that would have been really cool to play there. But no, I don't have a story like that. I didn't play IM in college. Because that would have been the thing, but not that I would have. I played at Central Michigan's basketball arena, McGurk. It doesn't have the same appeal as Mackey.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the guy calls in about the horseshoe.
So in high school, I had a chance as a sophomore playing with big bro Matt. Shout out to the new AD and Troy. We played at Chrysler Arena.
Oh.
And it was the state semifinals. We played against Granville Calvin Christian, and it wasn't even close. We got smoked.
That's cool, though. I mean, all right. I got one, but it's not. It wasn't an actual event, but a very unique, cool experience in my life. I was down in Jacksonville for Super Bowl 39, and the media gathering was at Sawgrass, TPC Sawgrass.
Yeah,
the fifth major at the the way. And I was able to take one shot on the 17th Island Green.
That's awesome.
It went in the water.
Less awesome, but still cool. Yes.
But it wasn't an official event, but I get one shot.
Mm-hmm. So every time you see that one, you're like, yeah, I understand how tough that hole is.
Yeah, I had the respect for it before because I actually used to watch more golf. I mean, this was in Tiger's heyday. So
was it at least close?
It's probably 20 feet off to the right, shanking.
Oh, it's not too bad. 20 feet.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing about one shot is there was just no loosening up or anything.
Right.
And you still. Let me tell you. No.
John, if he had warmed up, he would have hit it on the green.
I didn't have my sticks. I didn't have my glove. Sorry.
I got to tell you, when you step into that box, intimidation is crazy.
Yeah. You just, please hit the ball. Please hit the ball in the air.
Yeah.
Don't duff it in front of everybody.
Yes. How far back in the women's tees am I? All those things. I guarantee you they went through your mind, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did I did get past the women's tee.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Yeah, you hit it in the water.
In the water.
I didn't have to.
They're not floating.
We got a bunch of calls, bunch of stories, some of your best. Inspired.
Tom got to keep his pants on.
Inspired by John's story, his daughter Lucy tonight's going to hoop at Mackey. Mm-hmm. IM Championship. Sorority Challenge. You guys let us know your stories. It's 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 331-25.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff from Chris Villar. We do have AJ Hinch in an hour. Tiger manager 2 weeks away from the season. What about this Torque stuff?
Yeah, is it real?
The rotation, roster battles, all of it and more. Javi Baez, get some questions in. AJ is always great, so we'll talk to him in an hour. Dear John at 7:35, two Grand Slam at 7:25. Chance to win $2,000. Mm-hmm. Story time. Let's get to the phones. John, you brought up Lucy, your daughter. Mm-hmm. Playing at Mackey tonight, part of the sorority championship.
Yeah, I am basketball for the sororities. Let's go.
Let's get to Adam in Grosse Pointe. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I've been very fortunate. I actually forgot to tell the screen this. I went to Grosse Pointe South High School, and one of our spring trainings, we got to spend at Joker Marchant and all the Tiger facilities. And when I was playing summer baseball, I played for the Grosse Pointe Redbirds, and our coach was the late, great Dave Bergman. And you know, Gibson was in Grosse Pointe, and then we just had the hookup, and we got to play at Tiger Stadium back in the 90s. But you got to play when you were 17 and 18. When I was 17, it was the last year at Tiger Stadium, and then when I was 18, it was the first year at Comerica, and I got to play in both of them.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. What was the did you get any hits when you were in Tiger Stadium?
I went 1-for-3 in Tiger Stadium, a single hard hit up the middle, and at Comerica, I hit a triple off the right center field wall. I was floating. I couldn't believe it.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to hit a triple, that's where to go. That's where to go with it.
The ballpark's built for it.
You knew your park.
That's right.
It felt real good. It was, we had to use wooden bats the first at bat, and then a Bergman, who didn't let us use metal very often, was like, "You can go metal, boys." You know, so he was an amazing guy, one of my favorite coaches of all time.
Great fisherman too.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Adam.
Fun fact.
Do you know him? I mean,
I've told this story before too. When I was playing with the Lions, I was in the locker room and Tom Brookins, Dave Bergman, Alan Trammell, they all walked in, and it wasn't a stretch, but I went from being, I don't know what it was at the time, 32, 33 to about 8 years old. And I was like, oh my God, that's Tom Brookins. That's Dave Bergman. And so I did talk to Dave, And if I remember right, he had a place down in the Keys as well and had invited me to come down to go fishing with him, but wasn't able to take him up on that. And now it's obviously too late.
Let's get more phone calls. Let's talk to Nick in Harrison Township. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Huge hockey fan, obviously, growing up in Michigan, man, just a huge Red Wings fan. But I actually entered a contest when I was probably 6 or 7 years old to actually skate with the Detroit Vipers out at the Palace during the pregame. So it was a random entry I found at like a Kroger when I was there shopping with my mom and entered the contest and kind of forgot about it. And, you know, 2-3 months later when the season started, I had actually won the contest. So growing up in Port Huron, nasty snowstorm. My parents drove us out there and got to, you know, all the Viper swag, a helmet, and they threw my name up on the Jumbotron and got to skate out of the smoke Viper head, skate around with them at warm-ups, kind of watch warm-ups, and then kind of stand out there for the national anthem. So it's just a surreal moment, just kind of cemented, I think, just why I continue to love the game, but just was super, super cool.
That's awesome.
That's a really cool story.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of a bummer that we don't have that team anymore. But
right.
just always talk about it as a family. And I also, a little bit older, was able to skate between periods at the Red Wing game for one of those, scrimmages too. And that was still another, at the Joe, just amazing, just super, super cool.
Wow.
And it's a cool thing they still do. Like, Little Caesars in those intermissions, they'll have a couple young hockey players out there.
It feels like those opportunities are offered more now than they were when I was a kid.
I'd buy that, yeah.
Because, Jack has played in the Big House. I think I talked about that last fall. They played one game there. He's also skated when he was a hockey player. He's playing up north, and they came down to play at LCA before one of the Wings games, and all the kids got tickets to the game. And it's just so cool for those kids to be able to have that experience.
And like you said, it makes you a lifelong fan if you weren't already.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Bill in New Baltimore. Bill, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
In 1979, I was playing travel hockey. I think I was a squirt at the time. And that was right before the Olympics. We went to Lake Placid. And we didn't get to play in the Olympic arena. We played at their old rink. But looking back, and we got to see it. Looking back, it was what a historic moment it was, Really, really cool.
So, how old were you at the time?
I was a squirt, so probably 8 or 9.
Okay.
So you're a little squirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, John, I'm headed out walleye fishing right now.
Oh, where are you going?
Up in St. Clair River.
Oh, what's the plan of attack?
Just jigging from shore.
Okay. All right. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Lake Placid in the 70s.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Roy in Livonia, you're on 97.1. Roy, talk to us.
What's up, fellas? I'm also repping... Repping the mean streets of Livonia out of Stevenson here. I think the one that sticks out for me in 99, I got to play in the Michigan High School Baseball All-Star Game. It was the last year at Tiger Stadium. So that made it kind of special. And a couple things that stick out. We had the hammer, so we had to take the field first. And we were all pumped up. I go to run out and just smash my head on the overhang of the dugout.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8", so not that tall.
Oh, no.
That's
I was going to try and commiserate with you. Yeah, I do that on a daily basis, but you're 5'8".
So that was a great start. My second at bat, I get a hold of one and hit it to center and flip the bat a little bit because at any high school park, this thing is gone. Then I realized, the thing drops 15 feet short, and I had to hustle for a double. So that was the other one. That was great.
Nice. Nice to have those memories.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's all I got, guys. See ya.
Welt in your head and a memory forever. A couple ticket textures. This one says, I played at the Joe as a kid. 2-2 tie. I had both goals. That's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy's bachelor party, we rented the ice at Little Caesars Arena, and we had a game with 30 of our friends, came with tickets to the game later, Kyle in Garden City. This one says, I actually got to play games at back-to-back games at Ford Field last year, signed Broderick and Allen Park.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go over your head?
Yeah, I wasn't listening. I was reading.
Back-to-back games last year at Ford Field, signed Broderick and Allen Park. Opportunity of a lifetime.
Yes.
When you were describing Lucy and the way she plays or doesn't really play basketball.
Yeah.
Texter says, Lucy sounds like she plays like Will Cheddar. Get the ball out of my hands as quickly as possible.
Hey, if he could start hitting some of those threes again like he did earlier in the season, something special might happen in the Big Ten tournament. Come on.
Matt in Grosse Pointe, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys. I got lucky in high school. Two different sports in two different stadiums. So I played in Ford Field in the Catholic League Championship, or Silverdome in the Catholic League Championship for football. But for lacrosse, I got to play at the Glass Bowl. And that's a cool stadium.
In Toledo?
Playing on turf for lacrosse isn't as much fun. Yeah, in Toledo. But the stadium itself is really cool, just the way it looks. It's sort of old with all this concrete and cement and stuff. That was a fun time.
I bet. How'd you do?
I can't even remember the lacrosse game. It was hot. It was the summer. And I think we won, but Cavalier Championship, leading at halftime, lost. But it was still cool to be in Silverdome, obviously.
Yeah, that's awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
We got the two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25.
Yeah.
We got Heather's news. You got a final thought on this?
No.
You kind of scooched up. I was like, oh, he's got like
a... Oh, no. I love hearing the stories of, you know, played at Tiger Stadium, played at Comerica, and I love the moments because those are moments. The last one, obviously, didn't kind of seal the deal, but
yeah.
Most of those moments are ones that you never, ever forget. And I'm excited for Lucy to have one of those moments.
Game-winning shot tonight.
If that happens, it's going to be pandemonium in the Jansen house.
It's 97-1.
Hey, a personal injury of any sorts is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femenino. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Femenino at 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, before the two Grand Slam, Heather, what's going on in the news?
Well, let me tell you. A super team of local investors, which is led by Tom Gores and his wife, are trying to bring back the WNBA to Detroit, right? You might have heard about that. Well, now the group has gained some more star power.
A new participant?
Yes. Eminem.
All right.
Has joined the group. Yeah, so it was reported on Wednesday that he has joined the bid. So the list... it's pretty big. So now it includes Eminem. It includes Jared Goff, Grant Hill, Chris Webber, Sheila Hamp. It goes on and on and on. So
cool.
It'd be very cool.
Supports there.
It would be very cool. The mother of two children who were found dead in a Greektown parking structure last month could be facing criminal charges depending on the prosecutor's office. So the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office has received a warrant request from the Detroit Police Department. And then once this request is reviewed, a decision will be made on charges or not. But the Detroit Police Chief, Todd Bettison, did make it clear that his department has not requested charges to be filed against any family members of the children. He says they simply did what they always do in any other case, and they turn over their investigation to the prosecutor's office. And he notes that any charging decisions will be made by that office, not from them, right? They are not filing charges. The U.S. Coast Guard and Livingston County rescue workers pulled a man from a frozen lake on Wednesday afternoon. The man fell through while he was wind sailing on this lake near Howell. Rescuers had a really difficult time getting to this man because of the thawing ice conditions. He was eventually pulled from the water, airlifted by a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter. And then after pulling the man from the water, the rescuers also needed to be rescued. Yeah. A firefighter was injured as well. And unfortunately, the man passed away. Mm. So some sad news to report there. Big names in music are set to perform at the 2025 NCAA March Madness Music Festival in April. Pitbull, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, they'll be headliners, other performances as well. Benson Boone, T-Pain I saw on this list. So the festival's free, takes place April 4th through the 6th.
That's part of the Final Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Some big names. It's nice to see that. This could be interesting. A popular summer vacation spot in Michigan could possibly be the setting for season 4 of The White Lotus. I say that with a grain of salt, but it would be pretty darn cool if it was,
sure,
wouldn't it? So it got some attention on social media.
I saw that.
Yeah, Gretchen Whitmer had posted about Michigan's Mackinac Island and the Grand Hotel, right? Could be the perfect setting for season 4. And she said, if at HBO is looking for the perfect location for The White Lotus season 4, Mackinac Island is ready to check you in. And the post did get attention from Max, which is the streaming service, right, that airs White Lotus. And they said, we are accepting all submissions. So
do you guys watch White Lotus?
I do. I have not started the new season because I asked you guys about this yesterday. When you're, you know, your spouse or your significant other is away, do you watch any of these shows? I chose not to. I hear from Colin, I started watching The White Lotus. And I was like,
Colin,
no! he said he would stop and watch it with me because we've watched all the other ones. So,
so for people who aren't familiar, it takes place in like the first season was in Hawaii,
yes,
Italy, now Thailand, and then Mackinac. Just it's perfect.
Well, they're all at these nice resorts, the Four Season Resort in Maui, yeah. The Four Seasons in Italy. They're all at Four Seasons in Thailand. Well, why not? Yep. The Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island.
And there's always a dead body.
Because there are four seasons
in Michigan
on Mackinac Island.
Well,
Mackinac, isn't Mackinac kind of spooky? People think there's some spooky stuff
up
there too.
So yes.
Part of the White Lotus is the dead body or someone that dies, I mean, that you end up trying to figure out who it is.
It would be a unique setting. You know, there's no vehicle. I mean, it would have a very different vibe.
Biking? Yeah.
Biking accident. Yeah. Maybe the horse-drawn carriage.
Oh. Yeah, got run over by a...
Well, that's happened, so it could be...
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Could be interesting.
Yeah, lots of fudge.
Finally, a TikToker was rushed to the hospital and is now going viral after accidentally gluing her eyes shut. So this video she posted from inside the ER after she tried to use some eye drops, but she grabbed fingernail glue instead. And apparently, you know, the glue comes in a small bottle, really close to what an eye drop bottle would
she
look like.
She didn't figure it out after one eye?
Well, did I say eyes? I think just one eye.
Oh, just one eye. Okay.
I think was. Yeah, I don't think she did one eye and then the other. I think it was just one eye. But apparently it's like super glue, right?
Yeah.
And it dries really quickly. Good news. She's going to be okay. The eye was flushed out, yada, yada. But apparently, according to healthcare workers, she's not the first person to do this. And it sounds like it's becoming a real issue. It's happening all of the time. So experts are just saying, hey, take a second.
Read
the label before you put anything in your eye. I've never done anything quite like this. However,
this is why we have those stupid warning labels where you're like, why would somebody put this in their eye?
Well, it's like the woman who used the Gorilla Glue on her head instead of the hairspray. Remember when she like put glue all over her hair?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. It's like when I go fishing and I open up a box of lead weights, it says not for consumption.
I know, but you know, I have done.
Really?
When you're tired and you're sleep deprived, maybe you got a new baby at home, you do some things. I remember once grabbing contact solution. So I thought, well, it was, but it was for hard contacts. And if you've ever experienced what that feels like in your eye.
Nope.
Ooh, so
it happens.
It hurts.
Okay.
Let's give away some money.
Yes, let's do that. Well, boys, today could be the day we give away $2,000, and I really hope it is. The rules of the game are really easy, right? You get 60 seconds, 1 minute to answer 10 questions. You're going to get $25 for each question answered correctly. And if you can get them all right, the big giveaway, $2,000.
Yep.
Our contestant, hailing from New Boston, Robert, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Yourself? Good.
I'm great. Problem is, I'm not great at this. My son, who's getting married in August, is wonderful at this. But
okay.
I will give it a shot.
You can do this, Robert. You know the rules, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, if you don't know one, pass quickly, and if there's time, we'll get back to it.
Of course.
Okay, here we go. Your time's going to start now. Who is the head football coach of the Michigan Wolverines?
Moore.
Who did the Red Wings play last night?
Sabres.
Flint is located in this Michigan county.
What city?
Flint.
Macomb.
Who is the men's head basketball coach at St. John's University?
No idea. Pass.
Cuba Gooding Jr. played this character in Jerry Maguire.
Don't remember his name.
The easternmost point of I-94 ends in this Michigan city.
Bay City?
The main campus of the University of Georgia is located in this city.
Tuscaloosa.
Who is the men's head basketball coach for the Gonzaga Bulldogs?
Pass.
Joey Bosa signed with this team on Tuesday.
Oh, shoot. Is the Raiders?
This city is hosting the 2025 Men's Basketball Final Four.
Indianapolis?
Nope, that's where the Big Ten Championship is. But
yeah.
No, so you started off smoking hot.
He did.
You
got two.
Yeah, I did.
Yep. And then you didn't get one after that.
Yeah. Like I told you, I'm not good at this. My son would have got all those.
Have him call next time.
I will. I asked if I could three-way call him in and have him. He didn't have time for that.
Phone a friend.
I would have loved to have called him today. Michael, take over. It's all yours.
Yeah. Tag team.
Sorry, Robert.
$50.
Yeah, $50 more than you woke up. We had when you woke up today. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
we'll put you on hold. We'll make sure you get paid, and we'll go through the rest of them. Okay. So he got the first two right. Sharon Moore is the head coach at Michigan, and the Red Wings did play and beat the Buffalo Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
Flint is located in which county?
Genesee.
Men's basketball coach at St. John's.
That would be Mr. Pitino.
Cuba Gooding Jr. played this character in Jerry Maguire.
Cuba. Rod Tidwell.
Yes. Easternmost point of I-94 ends in this Michigan city. He said Bay City.
No.
It's not Bay City. It's
Port Huron.
Yes. Main campus, University of Georgia, is...
Wrong state.
It's at Tuscaloosa. It's the Crimson Tide.
Yes, Athens.
We needed Athens. Head basketball coach at Gonzaga.
Mark Few.
He's been there forever. Mark Few. Joey Bosa signed with, not the Raiders, but...
the Buffalo Bills.
And the city that's hosting the Final Four. I learned this today.
Oh, yeah? I learned it yesterday. Yeah. San Antonio.
Yes. I thought today's was on the more difficult side.
Yes.
It happens sometimes. You had to have a pretty wide range on this one.
I actually thought we were going to be pleasantly surprised.
When he started 2-0?
When he started with 2, and I thought, okay, here we go. And then, wah, wah, wah.
It's like even Pitino doesn't roll off your tongue. I mean, but they are, ranked 6 in the country or something like that?
I'd say they're a real Final Four threat.
Has he? And I saw a stat the other day. He's won a championship at 5 different schools.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously, St. John's being the most recent.
You're saying conference champions.
Conference champions.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Not a
I knew. I'm like,
yeah,
I started going Kentucky, like, Louisville, Louisville. And then I'm like, wait, wasn't he at one of those Northeastern
Ionia
schools? Yeah.
Ionia, yeah. Providence.
Yeah. At the Final Four at Providence.
Yeah.
Billy Donovan.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Fun fact. Stat of the day.
AJ Hinch will join us at 8:02. Tiger manager, 2 weeks out from the Tigers season kicking off. Next is Dear John, and the prompts are a new Olympic sport, spying, the beekeeper, and suck up. It's 97.1.
Kane comes right back over the Buffalo blue line into the corner to the trailer, moving in front. Edmondson scores, and Casper was on the doorstep. Don't know if he got a stick on it to deflect it home, but the Red Wings have tied it 1-1.
Wings will go on to win the game 7-3. Pulling away, beating up a bad Buffalo Sabres team, snapping a 6-game losing skid. And as John says with a smirk today, only 2 points back of a playoff spot.
I'm just trying to egg you into switching your 51.
I know, long way to go. Long way to go. At the end of that game, it got more than chippy. You got fights going on and sticks on the ice, and they're collecting them after... both penalty box were filled with Red Wings and Buffalo Sabres, and it was one of the great referee announcements in sports history as they announced all the penalties.
On the play, number 77 for Detroit is going to have a minor for roughing, and all the other guys going to have a misconduct. Buffalo will have a power play for 2 minutes.
Simplification, we love it. Nicely done. All the other guys.
Toot the gang.
Yeah.
Yep. Guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
There's like nobody on the bench at the end of the game. All the other guys.
Uh-huh. Why are they picking on 77?
Well, 77 had himself a nice play there. Edvinson, he was not to be messed with. He put Josh Norris right into the ice.
Good. Good for him.
Face plant. There you go. Don't mess with 77.
That's right.
Nice to see a little bit of an edge from him because he's a big dude. He's a young guy. And if he really steps into that body.
Exert your physical dominance.
There you go. We got some Dear John reactions before we get to AJ Hinch at 8:02. Texter says, I hope the B one was a joke. If not, I hope that D-bag is stung 100 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on Twitch, it says, in the B guy, the ones who are getting cheated are the bees. They do all the work, and the guy profits off of them.
Exploitative.
Mm-hmm.
There is a texter who says that the bee thing is a thing. He says, sadly, John's wrong about the bees. I've had to relocate hives and flower gardens for this exact reason. You would think judges would use common sense, but sadly, this is 2025 and everything is backwards. I can't believe someone's actually sued. I think
the Nomo May coming up and, you know, all about the health of the bees and how they affect the ecology of all of our systems. And, like, really?
You're not going to miss the pollen.
No.
You're not going to wake up, go and walk into your garden and say, hey, where did all my pollen go?
Right,
it's
yeah.
This guy's bees. F this guy.
And it goes back and forth, by the way. Those bees are going to take pollen from his yard into your plants and help your plants grow and help your flowers look nice. Uh-huh. No, it was stupid.
Well, it is a business.
This guy. Texture says cameras in the house is weird. Talked about catching your husband feeding the dog.
We have them all over our house.
You said, yeah, you started because you wanted to check on the pets.
First, it started off as one of those little like pet cams where it like launches the treats, you know, and you can like watch your dog catch treats.
We did that initially too.
Yeah, I forgot what they're called.
Yeah.
And then we had a camera like in the particular room because if they get their hands on anything, they take it into the dining room and like destroy it. So we had a camera in the dining room to see. I guess it doesn't even make a difference. We just wanted to know which dog was doing the mischief. And then we got security cameras outside. Then I was like, oh, well, we'll have them in the living room. We'll have them. And we have them all over.
Does it release catnip?
And I love it.
Shoot the little cat treats out. No, we actually stopped because when we're on vacation, Kelsey would just get sad, like looking at the cat and missing the cat. And it's like, we're on vacation. We need to have a good time. We have people check on the cat. People house sit. We're fine.
Are you looking at it because you miss your cat?
Oh, I've love done that. When we board our dogs, they have cameras there, and there's times on vacation I'm like, I wonder what the dogs are doing, and I just check in on them while they're at the
When you're on vacation, you are supposed to leave all your burdens at home.
Checking on your pet is...
Or your children, even.
If you hire somebody to do it,
trust
then, yes, you have placed that burden on someone
It's not that you don't trust, you just want to... They bring you joy, and you just want to see them. So I'll check in and like, oh, look it. They're sleeping together. Cute. They never do that. They never like lay together. So like when we board them, they're in the same like area. So they were like on a little cot together. And it's like, oh, that's nice. It just makes you feel good.
So you can even see them as they're being boarded?
Yeah, the place we board them has cameras in each. They're not crates. They're like rooms. So you can check in on your dog at
observatories.
Yes.
Oh, I understand that because of abuse.
Sure.
So I
get that. And not to say most places are great. Don't get me labeled here, but I think the cameras in the house thing, like, look, I'm not against it or anything, but I don't know where I would have the time to go back and start watching cameras of what happened.
Like the ones that I have inside don't record. They just live stream.
Ours do.
Well, if there's a security issue, then it flips to recording.
Here's where it has come in handy for me. I get really nervous sometimes when I'm all alone in the dark and I hear noises. There was a time I was upstairs putting the kids to bed. Colin was traveling. I was home alone. And all of a sudden there was like a crashing sound. I could turn on the camera before I run downstairs or whatever I do or get the kids out of the house. I was able to see what it was. Something fell off the wall. I could tell what... I feel safer with them. Most of them are by like where a door wall is. So we can see...
A door, if it's opened or yeah.
So I have felt safer having them there. I can check on things.
Texter says you have control issues. Cameras everywhere.
It's more of my husband just loves technology. And he installed one. He was like, well, this is sweet. Let's put one here. Let's put one here. Let's put one here.
Yeah. Got to check to see who's leaving the bedroom door open or not.
That's what this one says. Scoping out the home contractors.
Was this on purpose?
And it's been good for that. Because
you see if work's being done.
Well, we had an issue, and they're like, well, we never did that. And I said, actually, sir, you did.
Pulling receipts.
And I can go back and check. I don't know. Like them.
Would you like to think about that answer again?
Watch out.
On the subject of the ice fishing Olympics, would it become an Olympic sport? I love to fish. I live to fish. I'm in the water every chance I get, winter, summer. Ice fishing in the Olympics would be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, Jeff, in Oxford.
Hey, for those of us that don't have the sports that we played, if they're not Olympic sports, now flag football might be, but it doesn't involve my position. I'd look for any way to get a shot at being in the Olympics.
Watching a guy freeze his balls off in a shanty sounds like riveting television, John.
How many beers can he drink?
Yeah, exactly. What's he got on, cooking? What's his snacks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many meat sticks does he have?
Yeah.
You dip them in queso. Like, who knows?
That's so good.
John, apparently...
It's so good.
So gross.
The Ice Fishing World Championship was held a few weeks ago in Lakeview, Michigan. You should have gone up. Yeah.
If I had the time, yep.
You do realize this means someone could win the gold medal for the biggest crappie, John in Lake Orion.
Yes. Another way of saying crappie.
That's how it's spelled.
We went over. We were at one of the Bass Pros the other day, and I had Teddy there, and obviously they have walleye in there. They got smallmouth. They've got all these different kinds of fish, and then I showed them the crappie, and I had to say it like that because it just was more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it involves an eye roll from Lisa every time.
Is it spelled that way, crappie?
C-R-A-P-P-I-E.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that. I knew what it was, and I would have said crappie, but I knew he was going to say crappie.
That's
why I should probably help you out sometimes.
No,
right?
You shouldn't, because it's better radio.
Is that how you actually
read it? I said
it,
crappie. Yeah.
Oh. I'm not an ice fisherman.
You don't have to be. Well, you can catch them in.
Yes, you can catch them in summer.
I'm not a summer fisherman.
I've ate crappie.
Have you?
Yes.
But not crappie. All right, so we've got AJ Hinch coming up 8 o'clock hour. We are going to get into a big Lions debate. Biggest need on the team, is it edge, or after Zeitler leaves, is it actually the offensive line?
Has left.
Yes, now that he has left the building. Mm-hmm. We'll get to AJ Hinch next. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. 888-843-6837.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.